L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
People need advice. Round 2, 1-800-947-3979. Idiots at freebeerandhotwigs.com. We talked in the last segment about the guy that said his wife has no interest, no libido for the last 2 years, no sex, and someone showing interest. And he said, should I go see that other person? Is that even cheating? To which we said, yes, it is cheating. The rest is really up to you.
Yeah, you're opening yourself.
You're definitely cheating.
To a whole world of hurt with that, especially if there's kids.
Mm-hmm. This person writes, and a number of women wrote in saying, hey, look, I'm in this situation, but I'm the one, as the woman with the stronger libido in this case, I'm in the situation where I have the stronger libido than my husband. I thought that was fairly normal. We're in our 40s until I'm hearing this segment. Now I'm worried that my sex drive is so much higher than my husband's. Should I be worried? I don't know necessarily.
No, I mean, if you're, you know, if you're happy with the situation, it's fine. And like I said before, and we've talked about it here, like sometimes that can just be for a guy. It might just be a low testosterone thing. Mm-hmm. If it's not that he's like, oh, I don't find you attractive. It might not be that. It might just be like, he's just like, eh. And as you age, you might think that's normal because it's a slow thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not usually one day I feel great and the next day I have no vigor. You know, I mean,
no. Just, when I got my testosterone fixed, I was shocked. I mean, I don't know how to describe it without being, you know, but it was like my balls turned back the clock to high school.
Yeah.
I was like, what? It still does this?
Suddenly,
oh my God!
His bathroom has stalactites.
Yeah, it was.
It's gross.
It was surprising. Yeah. So it could be that. It could be that simple.
So yeah, have a conversation. I mean, sometimes those can be hard conversations or a little embarrassing. You don't want to accuse anyone, but I mean, if you're like, hey, I mean, I'd like to do this more, but I know you like, you know, you're not that into it, but maybe it's this, or maybe we could talk more about that. What a healthy relationship should do, doesn't always, but.
Yeah, hopefully that person will hear that and go, oh, well, this is a good thing.
Or maybe you're fine. Like, I mean, if you're doing it like once a week or once a month or something, you're okay with that, even though your sex drive is a little higher, but maybe you have other options, some toys or something. That might be fine, too. I don't know. But it is reasonably normal, I think.
Maybe. How about this one? I am 22 and my boyfriend is 31. He's getting called a pervert and I'm getting called a gold digger. Where are these 31-year-olds that have so much gold?
Yeah,
don't worry. They might both be right.
Why is it so impossible for people to believe we genuinely just fell in love? I do think I'm more attracted to older guys and the stability they offer. He's divorced, and she was older than he was and definitely had stopped taking care of herself, gained 40 pounds, etc. I mean, sure, doesn't seem crazy he's attracted to the opposite of that. I jog every morning and eat right. Does that make us bad people or everyone's worst stereotype or what?
Whatever.
I don't even.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, it's less likely that you have like a 20 and a 30 versus like a 30 and a 45 or so. I mean, that happened, but I mean, that happened.
It did happen. It happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I've also been down that road. So
I think because you said she's 20 and he's 30.
Mm-hmm.
I think anytime you're in your 30s and you're dating someone who's not 21 and up, it just feels a little weird to be that friend.
But she's 22.
Oh, she's 22. That's what I was asking. Okay.
So,
any of my guy friends, if they came to me right now and told me they were dating a 22-year-old, I mean, if they're 35, 36, I'd probably be like, there's a little bit of a change there. And I remember me in my early 20s, just from speaking from the female experience.
What if it was Hot Wings?
So, so different.
If
it
too much?
Hot Wings... dating a
22-year-old.
22-year-old.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It is.
That's too much.
Half your age plus 7 is a rule of thumb to start with.
But again, I say that only judging it based on hearing that. But if I met her and she was like, your girlfriend now, who honest to God could probably pass for a 22-year-old, I would say this makes total sense though. And I would have to apologize for judging. But I do immediately judge. A 50-year-old going after a young 20-something, I just don't.
That's right. Without any actual parameters.
Exactly.
Just on the surface, it looks weird.
Yeah.
But yes, it's all based on personality and where you're at in life and whatnot. I mean, you can get a 22-year-old that is extraordinarily mature and has their act together. And, you know, yeah, you can. It's all about personality.
Exactly.
So.
But yes, I would immediately judge and then I would have to apologize. Because
usually,
it would probably make sense.
I would have to become a better musician, though, to get away with it.
This text.
Start liking Olivia Rodrigo.
Guys, yeah. I'm 41 and my girlfriend is 32 and she's rich. So I'm a total gold digging pervert.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Job.
Yeah. I think
you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
A lot of people look a lifetime for that scenario.
Yeah.
And never find it. So
buy one of those Powerball tickets.
Yeah.
You know how we do those HR ones sometimes that are written to an HR website?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I got one.
Okay.
Our company merged with another and relocated. The new building had family bathrooms that were retrofitted to make a nursing and pumping room with a sink, a mini fridge, two recliners, electrical outlets, and a dimmer switch.
Oh, man. I'd get pregnant just to hang out in there. Sounds awesome.
Yes. Me too.
It does sound amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like a great room.
Dimmer switch?
Three women in our building who use it, coordinating their time on a part of the company's internal website that's visible to everyone, so you can sign up for it and everything else.
Okay.
One of the women went to use the pumping room, and she found a man in the recliner wearing headphones charging his phone. So he skipped
of
the
course.
Get pregnant part. He's just
course.
In there being cool. He apologized for losing track of time and not leaving before she needed the room. She emailed him, her manager, and HR, and both other nursing mothers for clarification. The mother's opinion is that this room is set aside exclusively for the purpose of milk-filled breasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Not as a general relaxing and rejuvenation space. I think that's fair. I would not.
Yes.
That would be like going into the women's bathroom because they have a sofa, but whatever.
I mean, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be particularly offended by it, but.
You're not much of a nursing mother, are you?
No, I'm not really. But the recliner does sound great.
It does. They feel violated that a man is coming into the space just to hang out. The man provided a doctor's note stating he has anxiety, ADHD, and sensory processing disorders, and that he needs the space where he can regroup when the office becomes overstimulating.
Oh, yeah, I like to go into a place where a lot of boobs have been. Makes me feel better.
Okay, yeah.
He has to join.
Hey, Sarah, are you in the jugs room at 11? Because if not, I'm going to be in there.
I got to chill out.
HR and management are still working out what the legal is in this situation. Under the new federal breastfeeding and pumping rules. I didn't know we had new federal pump and dump rules, but that's cool.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
I don't really keep up on that right now. But
rumors about this internal conflict are spreading like wildfire, and people are picking sides in a really ugly way. The mothers would have been more likely to share the space if he had asked first or apologized for assuming anyone could just use it. He has doubled down on the argument that nobody said it was exclusively a pump room.
Oh, that's...
He has said things such as, no boys allowed. That's their clubhouse.
I mean, if it's on an internal website where you can sign up for time and it's not specifically stated
where it says pregnant lady breast pumping room.
Yeah.
Right?
I think I'm not saying he's necessarily right, but I think he's going to win.
Yeah, legally.
They're going to have to give him a room.
Legally, he's going to win.
They got to build a relaxation room.
But let's step back for it. Why can't he be in there when no one's using it?
I don't know.
As long as he's respectful and doesn't trash it, doesn't treat himself like an amusement park in there and be an actual pervert, if he's just going in there because he's got anxiety and needs to throw in some headphones and get a hug from a cardboard machine that hugs him, that's fine.
I see what you're saying, but a woman has to go to a room so she can breastfeed. It is not a relaxing moment for her.
No, but she's
and it
doing
is not
something.
The same. And the whole reason she has to be in a room to do that is because our whole entire society has made it very uncomfortable for women to openly breastfeed or pump. Mm-hmm. And so I could see why she would say, I have to go to a room to do something that my body is producing for a little baby that I just carried and brought into this world. And I can't do that now without a man being in this room.
I have to wait for Raymond to get out.
Like, are you kidding me? You need your own little room? Go fall asleep on the toilet. I don't give a damn. Stay out of the boob room.
Very valid points you're making.
Yeah. Kelly, I don't think
I see
you
what you're saying.
You don't understand the plight of the stressed out man.
Okay, tell me more.
Yeah. There's a lot of pressure on us to be men.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
There's a lot outdated, of anxiety.
Outdated archetypes that suggest that we have to always be strong and provide for the family.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Sometimes we just need a recliner.
Yeah.
You know
all those commercials about how dumb we are and we can't do laundry.
Right.
I know. And
we're always screwing everything up according to pop culture.
Yeah.
It's hard being a man.
I can't do dishes right.
And, you know, honestly, as a woman who's at work providing for her family and then breast pumping so she can then provide even further for her family, she just should have known better.
You know, this is what you get for wanting it all.
I didn't hear your last.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, now that I've heard everybody's opinion in this room, and you men have explained to me how stressful it is to be a man.
Yeah.
I feel for you.
I didn't hear a lot of what you said because I was imagining you with two pumps hooked up to you.
Right. And then I could also tell that you were waiting to say whatever it was that you're going to say now. So it's okay. I'll never have that happen. Let's be honest. Those breast pumps would never fit onto this chest. They would just be like, ma'am, you can't do that. Your breasts will feed nobody.
That was...
You're practically a man.
Your breasts look like a Russian grocery store in 1988.
Bare. Just so bare.
There's a food line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. None of that was appropriate.
It was all good. Very good.
But it seems like that guy
And I was just waiting to say that. Your accusation is accurate.
It seems like that guy is just waiting, or he's just setting himself up because he wants it to be a legal thing where he's going to get a lot of money.
Go sit in your car.
Yeah. Do like what everybody else has done for the last 100 years when you want to get away and just go have a difficult time in the bathroom.
Yes. Yeah.
Go sit on the toilet for 20 minutes, play Candy Crush like everyone else.
What if he can sit in there, but he has to have the pumps on the entire time?
Okay,
pulling his nipples out to an inch long every half second.
With a period cramp stimulator, too.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Simulator,
that's fair.
Stimulator.
Yeah.
They're both. I mean, they're accurate.
Yeah. Okay.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.